This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacia with breaking news this hour. A judge has thrown out a deal between the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill and the Sons of Confederate Veterans over the controversial Silent Sam statue. The settlement had required UNC to pay over $2.5 million to the Confederate group and hand over the statue, but in rehearing the case, a judge ruled today that the Sons of Confederate Veterans did not have standing to bring the case in the first place, so the deal is void. Liz Schlemmer was in the courtroom today. She's WUNC's education reporter. Welcome back, Liz.
Hi, Frank. I'm here at the Orange County Courthouse now, standing outside the courtroom where District Court Judge Alan Bedour just made that statement, making the settlement void. There were many folks here who just walked out, happy Tar Heels today, to hear that the settlement was thrown out after alumni and students, tried to fight it. Today we heard from attorneys for the UNC system and for the Sons of Confederate Veterans who were arguing for the settlement to stand. They stood by their original arguments that the Sons of Confederate Veterans had standing because they had received the statue from the United Daughters of the Confederacy. And then we heard from attorneys for alumni and students who say that the Confederate group did not have standing because the university has always owned the statue.
And to
cited historical records.
To have standing means you're actually able to bring a suit, that you're qualified to bring this suit. And the judge today found you didn't have standing, which is to say you shouldn't have brought this. You had no right to bring the suit in the first place. Am I right?
Right. That was really the question today, is whether or not the Sons of Confederate Veterans had a right to sue the UNC system over the future of the statue in the first place. And that's what the judge decided, is that they did not.
They did not. $2.5 million and a statue changed hands. I've got about 30 seconds. What happens now?
The remaining funds in the trust are going to go back to the university. Some of that money was spent, so that is still going to be in question, about $52,000 that were spent on legal fees. And the judge may hear that again later, as well as what is going to happen to the statue itself.
All right. Well, we will stay tuned. Liz Schlemmer, WUNC education reporter. Thanks so much, Liz.
Thank you, Frank.